Welcome to the first episode of 2020. I'm so happy. Happy New Year, everyone. It is officially 2020. The year 2020, I can't believe it. To even say it is so weird. It's a new year and it's new tea. That's all it is for me. But I hope you all had a great holiday season. I did not record for Christmas, and I was not going to record until the following week of January, the second week of January, but, you know, I decided, let me just record now to kind of get you guys in the loop and of what's going on, and I have to say, I can't say it anymore, it's too much, but yeah, I have a lot going on. First, I'm going to talk about my New Year's. Well, actually, I'll talk about Christmas. So Christmas was great. You know, New Year's and Christmas fall around the same time. So it's really fun because it's like 2 weeks of just partying. Like, you'll know what day it is. You'll know what time it is. I mean, I work also, but, you know, it's still like, you know, you want to be in that vacation mode, which is awesome. And I love it. But after, now it's like we're back to reality. It's like gross. But, you know, you take it for what it is and you just run with it. But I have so much to say. So first of all, I have no money, and I usually would say mood, but it's the mood I never wanted. I am broke. Between Christmas and between New Year's, it's a mess. Like, I have no money. Like, where is all this money going? So there's that. I am gaining. I feel huge. I feel like a cow. Like, it is horrible. I feel like a wreck, a train wreck. And I have no voice. If you could hear, I have no voice because New Year's Eve, I sang karaoke all night and I had way too much Chardonnay. I regret it. I do. But like I said, new year, new tea. You just got to go with the flow. So, what was I going to say? I don't know what, I don't know, whatever. I was supposed to record last week, guys, like I said. I mean, not last week, next week. I'm supposed to record next week, but I was like, I feel like I should maybe do a new opener for, not a new opener, a new, like, little episode to kind of say Happy New Year and call it a day. But I have some topics for you guys. But I do want to go over some resolutions that I made. So with the new year coming, it's a new decade. It's so much new, so much change. And I see change as a great thing. A lot of people see it as a downfall. I personally like change. When change happens, I'm very good with going with the flow. And, you know, that's something that, you know, since I was a kid, my family, you know, we moved a lot. And we never were kind of in one place. So for me, change kind of means new beginnings to me all the time. So whenever something changes or something doesn't go as planned, I never react a negative way, unless it is a negative situation. But I never react a negative way because to me, change was always a cool, exciting, and new adventure. But this year, I have some New Year's resolutions. Now, the one, of course, is losing weight. I feel like that's everyone's first priority, is you want to get healthy. You want to look your best, especially for summer coming. And actually, today, I was supposed to go to the gym. My siblings and my brother's girlfriend, Courtney, we are all, you know, in a men's together that we need to lose weight. So we have nice hot bodies in the summer and take off our shirt and laugh and drink like mimosas on the beach. But here we are, not doing nothing, not doing one thing. We didn't go to the gym, disgusting, but, I'm here. So there's that. So that's why one thing is definitely to lose more weight. Actually, guys, I did lose. I feel like I could say this now. I don't really talk about it because with me, I don't want to jinx anything, number one. Number two, I feel like people don't want to hear it, but this is something I accomplished and I'm really proud of. This past year of 2019, I lost 70 pounds. And that took so much for me to do. And I'm just so proud of myself that I got to that point. And the next few episodes, I'm going to be bringing in a few friends of mine. One's regarding weight loss. Another one is regarding fitness and how to keep it off. But and also dieting. But, you know, to be overweight is something that is very hard to cope with. But, you know, to be able to lose the weight, it makes it all so much worth it. And it also really disciplines you. And, you know, I go every day of my life saying, you know, if you eat that today, you know, you gotta watch what you eat for the rest of the day and the rest of the week, because you can't go back to what you were. You can't go back. So, you know, I'm gonna end it off at that because, you know, I have a few friends coming on the show this next, you know, in this next month to talk about weight loss and stuff like that, because, you know, it's something that everyone deals with, and weight loss is such a main priority with the new year. You know, you want to look your best, you want to feel your best, and you want to eat the best. You know, I'm so tired of eating garbage, and I was so good, like I said, 70 pounds, guys, 70. So, when you eat bad, like during the holiday, you know, everyone does it, it's whatever, but you feel it now. Like, I feel it. I feel horrible. So, you know, to get back into that grind, to get back into eating better again is really gonna do great things for me. All right, next, save money. I'm a great saver. I save money like no tomorrow, but I like to have fun. And that's just something, you know, it's a blessing and a curse. You know, I'm happy I could travel alone. I could go anywhere as I want in the world. I don't need anyone to provide me anything. And, you know, it's a great thing. And when I do go away with friends, I have great friends that I travel with. And we have a lot of fun. And we're very easygoing. And I love it. But traveling costs money, and you know, I love concerts. I love to go away and to go to concerts. Like, that's a lot of money too. So yeah, like, I need to save money. I can't, you know, last the 2019, I think I went on 14 trips. Like, oh my god, yeah, 14 trips I went on in 2019. I don't even want to know how much I spent. I'm scared, but with me, this is another thing. I want to have a podcast where I have a friend on and we could talk about traveling and traveling on a budget and, you know, stuff like that. So I kind of want to throw that out there to people, because a lot of people think I spend a lot of money on travel. But honestly, I don't. I don't spend thousands of dollars on traveling. And, you know, another podcast episode, I will talk more about that. But so, yeah, saving money. And all that. Next, I want to throw myself into more projects. You know, growing up, I always loved to entertain people, which is why I had this podcast. I wanted to entertain. I wanted to put myself out there, and I love it. I've dabbled into the entertainment world. I've done Broadway. Oh my god. Not Broadway. Sorry. What is it called? Musicals? Whatever. Like, in high school, I would do shows with my friends, and, you know, we would call it Alchemist, and then I dabbled into comedy for a little bit, and, you know, comedy is a love of mine. I love to make people laugh, and, you know, I stopped that for a long time, and, you know, I really want to just throw myself into projects, and this is actually going to be another episode on social, but I feel like all my resolutions, I have friends that are gonna, and people that are gonna come on to talk about this. This is actually really cool. But I want to throw myself into more projects, more things regarding acting, even singing, all that kind of stuff. Comedy. I want to do it all, and I will try to do it all with my busy schedule, but you know, life is way too short, and I've seen it throughout the years how short life truly is, and I don't want to miss a moment. So yeah, I will definitely be doing stuff like that. And lastly, I do want to get a second job. So this is a messy one. You know, okay, so like I said with saving money and with me wanting to do all this traveling and fun things, I need to make sure that I'm able to save money and do these things. So with that said, I feel like a second job would come in handy because I could take whatever I make from my second job and put that as my savings, or save, and then with my second job, that's more of my fun spending and all that fun stuff. Also, lately I've been getting into clothes and shoes, and that's a horrible, disgusting habit to have because now I love all clothes and shoes and I just want to look nice all the time. And that's not good. But like I said again, I'm on a budget all the time. So, you know, that's a fun thing. But yeah, so that's pretty much it for right now. Those are my resolutions. I'm excited to do them all. I'm excited to accomplish them all. And I will accomplish them all this year. One last thing I want to say. I will be seeing Star Wars this Saturday. And I'm going to let you guys know how it is. I can't wait to do it. I can't wait to see it. And, you know, I never was into Star Wars like that. My dad is like the biggest Star Wars fan. So I was forced to watch these movies as a kid because that's all he would watch. But, you know, I saw The Last Jedi and I loved that. I was like, I had to go because we had a ticket already purchased and my brother couldn't go. So I'm like, I guess I'll take his ticket. And then once I watched it, I was like, this is actually a really good show. Like, this is a good series or whatever, a movie, whatever. So yeah, I fell in love after that and I loved it. Okay, so we're going to go into topics. And I feel like my voice is cutting out. I'm like trying to like rush this now because I feel like my voice is going to go out. So we're going to just start with the main one. Bobby Christina's ex, Nick Gordon, is dead. At the age of 30, he was found dead in his house in Florida. He moved to Florida just a few months ago. His cousin found him dead, and it seems like it's from substances of drugs. How do I feel about this? Honestly, don't care. I truly feel, and I say this to everyone, that he killed not only Bobby Christina, but Whitney Houston as well. That's, you know, it's my opinion, but there's a lot of facts on it. He was charged with the murder of Bobby Christina, and he did have to pay Bobby Christina's estate $36 million. And, yeah, I mean, listen, this guy is no good. It's disgusting. He literally killed these beautiful people. And honestly, it's like, it's what he deserves. Oh my God, it's disgusting what this man has done. So yeah, honestly, whatever. Whitney Houston took him in as her own child. And, He lived a good life, and I don't care, really. So there's that. On to bigger and better things. Lizzie McGuire reboot is coming. Oh my God, I can't wait. So Disney Plus actually put out a little commercial, and the last part of the commercial, Lizzie McGuire, like, the show, like, all of a sudden, it was, like, a little clip from Lizzie McGuire, the reboot, and I'm like, stop it right now. So, I'm not playing it, but if you want to listen to it, it's nothing. It's just her saying, hey, can I get a ride? And then that's it. And then, like, it says, like, Disney Plus coming soon. And I'm like, whoa. So, I'm excited for that. Next, we have The Real Housewives of New Jersey. All right, guys. As a fellow New Jerseyan, this is a great show. I love the show. I love the Housewives, all of them. But New Jersey is always my number one. This past episode, they actually were fighting. So if you don't know, Margaret and Danielle, they don't get along in the group. Danielle is just a friend of the housewives. And, but she was a housewife for 2 seasons. But, yeah, they get into it. And Danielle, well, okay, Margaret throws water on Danielle. And then Danielle grabs Margaret's hair and yanks her throughout the store. And it's, like, a nice, like, bougie boutique. And, like, they're, like, throwing things. I'm like, oh, this poor man's boutique is, like, getting ruined. So here's a little clip.
Ignore the elephant in the Versace clad elephant.
What's your problem, trout mouth?
You have to tear it out of my... And you...
Love it. I love it so much. If you want to watch it, it is on every Wednesday on Bravo at 8 p.m. I love it. Okay, so next we have... All right, New Year's Eve in Times Square. Can we talk about that, please? Because I've had enough. These people are disgusting that go to this. And if you are one of them, like, why would you go to this? And if you did have a good experience, let me know on Instagram or my Twitter, which is at socialblendpod. And yeah, let me know if you had a good experience, because I don't know anyone that's had a good experience. My cousin went when she was younger, and she won't even talk about it. She's like, I never went. If you tell people I went, I'm gonna deny it. I'm like, okay. So yeah, it's really disgusting. Like, these people have diapers on, and like, they can't move from their spot. So, like, all these people are, like, going to the bathroom on the streets of New York. I was just, as I said it, I was like, well, people do it all the time over there. But it's, like, different. It's, like, this is disgusting. Plus, it's, like, New Year's Eve. Like, for me, I've never went out on New Year's Eve. I'm always, like, with my family. We always have, like, a nice party at my house. And, you know, we have fun and... We laugh and scream and all that stuff. So I've never, like, been out on New Year's Eve. So I don't really know. And I've never been to the ball dropping. But it's just, like, weird. Like, it's cold. Don't you want to just be inside and watch it, like, from a TV? And I feel like if you're a New Yorker going to the ball drop, honestly, what are you doing in your life? Because I feel like it's tradition to, like, just stay at home with the fam and, like, watch it on TV and... You know, enjoy yourself. But I don't know. I just feel like I had to say that because I saw these people and I'm like, they're definitely suffering. But anyway, lastly, we have Mariah Carey. She went number one for a third week in a row with All I Want for Christmas Is You. And yes, it is no longer Christmas, but she is still topping those charts. She also became the first artist in history to have 4 number ones in 4 decades. So that means she's had a number one hit in the 80s. 90s. Oh, wait, sorry. 90s? 20s? Wait, am I saying... Wait, the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s, and now the 20s. So she's had a number one hit for all those decades. 4 decades, she had at least one number one hit go up on the Billboard Hot 100. That's something a lot of people can't do. I know Michael Jackson has done it. Stevie Wonder, they've done 3. They've never done 4. So, you know, that's an awesome thing. That's pretty much it. Lastly, I want to go with, like, a thought of the week, and I'll do a quote of the week. So, my thought of the week, I recently watched Elf, and I really want to try the syrup and pasta. The syrup with pasta on Elf. I don't know why. I just, like, I'm really craving it. I want to, try it. Like, maybe it'll be good, maybe it won't, but I feel like it probably will taste good. I mean, all it is like, dough and syrup. I mean, what's the big deal? And lastly, my quote of the week, this is a New Year's themed quote. You are never too old to set another goal or dream a new dream, by C.S. Lewis. I liked it a lot. I didn't want anything that was too, like, New Year's, new me. I just wanted to do something where it was, like, you could do whatever you want, but it has to start with you. I don't even know anymore. So, Yeah, I like that one. Oh, I thought I had another one. I guess not. Okay, so that's it. Happy New Year, everyone. I will be back next week. I might have a special guest, but who knows, honestly. So see you next week, and I hope you guys are all blessed and have a blessed New Year, and I hope you get everything you want in your life that you treasure, and I hope your resolutions all come true, and we all are just these great people that are living these beautiful lives in this world. And with living a beautiful life doesn't mean you have to have money, doesn't mean you have to succeed in everything you do. There's downs and there's ups in this world. You can never get away from that. Be happy in your life. Be happy in the place you are now. People in this world love you. There are people that love you. Live each day. Not like it's your last, but live each day, period. So, that's about that. All right, I'll, see you next week and, tune in and all that little stuff. And again, message me on Twitter at Social Blend Pod if you've been to the Super Bowl. Oh my God. The Times Square thing, New Year's Eve. And if you had a good time, because I've never met anyone that's had a good time. All right, talk to you next week. Goodbye.